Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More Mercedes in the Morning, now on Mix 94.1.
My sleep got messed up this weekend, and I blame it on my sleeping pattern. So typically I go to bed at like 10 o'clock at night, 10:30 sometimes, and it works for me. It's not a lot of sleep, but that's just what I'm used to. But over the weekend, on Friday, both Friday and Saturday night, I didn't go to bed till 1 o'clock in the morning.
It totally threw
me off.
Mercedes, two nights in a row?
In a row. And so last night, as I'm going to bed, I can't fall asleep. So this morning, I'm so tired. I'm so just like turned around. I really messed up my sleeping pattern over the weekend. And like, some things get more difficult as you get older. Staying up late is one of them for me. I was so miserable after like 11 p.m. I was just like, I was so miserable. I can't stay up late. It's like once I passed 30 or 35 and I got set in my sleeping patterns, anything after midnight is just misery for me. Complete and total misery.
Now, was there alcohol involved in either one of these nights?
On Friday night, yes. Mm. Not on Saturday night, though. So Friday night, we went out to dinner and we had a great time. We went out with some friends and we had a couple of bottles of wine. Then we went to a bar afterwards. Like we were celebrating. And so it was a lot of fun. And before I knew it, I look at the clock and it's like 12:15. I'm like, no wonder I feel terrible. Cause at that point I was just like dragging. I'm like, and I had been up since, 3:30 in the morning. Mm-hmm. I didn't take any sort of a nap or anything. And so I was just like, no wonder I feel terrible. So we get home. By the time I shower and get in bed, it's 1 a.m. I'm just like, I have not stayed up this late in a really long time. This is really, no wonder I feel terrible. The next night, we started binge watching Stranger Things, the new season, and we were watching it all day. And the last episode, we started at like 10:30 p.m. And my husband even said, are you up for this? And I'm like, oh, I'm really not. But I could tell he wanted to watch it. I was ready for bed. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. He's like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. So I'm just trying so hard to stay awake and watch it. And like, my daughters are explaining things to me. And I'm just like, I just felt terrible. So by the time it was over, it was like 12:30 again. Then by the time I showered and everything, 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, man.
What gets more difficult as you get older? I cannot stay up past 11:30 without feeling miserable.
I'm right there with you on that sleep thing. I can't tell you the last time that I stayed up past 11:30. We did the same thing on Friday, went out to dinner. I had two glasses of wine on Friday night. Two glasses of wine. And we go out to dinner on Friday nights. We eat a lot. And normally during the week, we're not big meal eaters. But Friday night, we like kings and queens. We go to town on Friday night. And it's so good. But waking up Saturday morning, a little bit of a hangover from the two glasses of wine. But I also had a food hangover. And I was feeling it all day Saturday. Just full all day long. And I'm thinking about it. One is the alcohol. I can't hold my alcohol as well as I could when I was younger. I can still have a couple drinks and everything, but I feel it the next day. But also, too, eating a huge, huge meal. Normally, I'd wake up the next morning, it would start to digest, I would be good. I was full all day Saturday.
Yeah, those big meals, I have to pace myself. I can't, especially when people want to eat late, when they make dinner reservations at like 7:30 or 8. I'm like, I can't eat that late. I'm sorry, I can't do that. It has to be, the latest I'll go is 6:30. That's the latest. Sorry.
I'm right there with you on those dinners.
I can't do that. Can't stay up late. Can't handle the hangovers, food or alcohol, and can't eat late. That's what happens when you pass a certain age. Oh my goodness.
And then that Stranger Things, that last episode, that was about 2 hours, was it not? It was a longer one, isn't it?
It was so long.
It's like a movie.
And it was great. I was just so tired. And I even told my husband, like, I think I gotta go back and watch the end. Because I just started tuning out. I was so exhausted at that point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.